Well, Christine, how are things in Silver City?
Very busy, as always, Edmundo. Monday was supposed to be the first day of a five-day trial of Bradley Farrington, who's been charged with the murder of his wife, as the trial ended in a mistrial minutes after it started on Monday morning. The issue was the jury had been selected on Friday, the Friday before, and the jury had been seated and sworn in, and the defense had an issue with some evidence that he claimed he did not receive from the state. So the two attorneys met with the judge, had a hearing prior to the 9 a.m. trial setting, or trial that was supposed to start, and the defense asked for a continuance. However, since the jury had already been sworn in, they couldn't continue the case because the jury would not be able to be sequestered for however many months it takes to reset the trial. So they declared a mistrial. Judge Hofack had declared a mistrial, and the case will be reset. It will eventually go to trial. It's going to take probably a few months to find 5 days in the judges and the defense and the prosecutor's calendar to reset it. So we're probably looking at maybe April or May.
So what happens to Mr. Farrington at the moment?
He is still out on conditions of release, living in Tucson with his parents, supposed to be on house arrest. As you know, we've discussed before, he violated his conditions of release 5 days after being released last Thanksgiving. But as of right now, he's still out and will be awaiting his next trial setting.
Okay, so we'll definitely follow up on that. Talk to me about the school districts in Grant County, their response to the gun shooting in Florida.
Yes, we had some threats here first last week in the Silver District and then in the Cobra District and then also a bomb threat at Walmart. So it's been a crazy, crazy week. Both districts have taken steps. The superintendent of the Silver District has been working on a training. One of the new board members there is a retired state police captain, Eddie Flores. They announced they're going to start a safety and security committee to address potential threats. And Eddie Flores, who's the new board member, considers himself a threat assessment expert, and so he'll be probably taking the lead on that new committee in the Silver Schools. In the Cobra Schools, Bayard Police Chief Willie Karen visited the Cobra School Board on Monday night. Our reporter C.P. Thompson was there. We have a recap on that presentation in today's paper on the steps the Bayard police are taking to train for potential for violence in the Cobra District. So everybody's, you know, really on point here preparing for any type of violence like this.
Black History Month, how does it end in Silver City?
The Abe Villarreal, the student activities director for Western New Mexico University, reached out to this guy, Khalid El-Hakim. He brought his exhibit to Western New Mexico University. He's been collecting Black history memorabilia for 27 years. And for the first time in his 20-year history of the exhibit touring the country, he had two items stolen. He didn't realize this until he was giving his presentation. In the middle of the presentation, he looked over to reference those items and saw that they were gone. The two items happened to be Donald Trump memorabilia, a Make America Great Again hat and bumper sticker. And he was really upset. Abe Villarreal offered to replace the items. He doesn't think it really tainted his experience in Silver City. The consensus seems to be that those are controversial items, and they were either stolen by a supporter or somebody who was really disgusted by the administration. So he hopes to bring the museum back again next year and do other events with the university.
Let's talk to Ben Fisher, who is following up on a story on a town employee who was caught embezzling.
That's right, Edmundo. Monday afternoon, the office of the state auditor released a forensic audit of the town, which showed that a former employee had really deftly embezzled more than $12,000 of taxpayer money and rewards over a four-year period while she was with the town, and continued to do so, directing some of the rewards from Office Depot to her new address once she left in 2016.
Longtime mayor of Hurley has passed away.
Yes, we lost David Diaz here in Grant County. He was a 94-year-old World War II veteran and mayor of the town of Hurley for 34 years.
34 years. Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, and that makes him the longest serving mayor in New Mexico history. And he was, you know, he's really remembered not only for his years and years of public service, but also he was a pilot and flight instructor who used to use his plane and use his skills to engage with the community in lots of memorable ways, especially bringing, he would fly in Santa Claus from the airport to the town of Hurley to every Christmas for the children, things like that. A lot of fond memories of the man.
Great loss for the community. Okay, Ben, we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you.